And the glad I know that it's the Spirit of the Lord. There's a sweet expression on each face, and I know that it's the presence of the Lord. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet heavenly God, stay right here with us, filling us with your love. And for these blessings, we lift our hearts with praise. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place. I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying I onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and I shall stand by faith on him. Let's table land a higher place that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fears dismay. Though some may dwell where these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Lord, lift me up, and I shall stand by faith on him. Let's table land a higher place than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. Lord, I'm so tired. I am weak. I am worn. Through the storm, you make night. lead me on to the light. Lord, take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home when my way oh, grows dear, precious Lord, I need you to linger near when my life is almost gone. Hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand as I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home when the darkness appears and the night it draws near, and the day is past and gone. At the river, Lord, I stand. Guide my feet. Lord, hold my hand, or take my hand. Precious Lord, would I lead me home. There is a name I love to hear, I love to sing its word. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest is on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus, sing. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. It tells me of a Savior's love, who died to set little old me free. It tells me of his precious blood, the sin of perfectly singing, oh, how I Jesus, oh, how I love Jesus. Jesus, because He first loved me. Hallelujah. Turn it over to our greeter now. Good morning, and how we all love Jesus.
This is the second day of Lent, day two. Day two of the liquid fast. If you want to know more, get in touch with Dr. P.K. Roberts. Again, my name is Bonita, and I do reside here in New Jersey temporarily. I will be making some transitions, and I'm just really thankful about that. I'm going to go before the Lord in prayer, and we're going to go to the next phase of this call. Good morning, Father God. We thank you for just everything that you've done, and we just want to let you know that we love you. We love you because you loved us. Father God, you love us when we can't even love ourselves, Father. That's what you do for us, and we are so grateful that you are who you are, the great I am, the beginning and the end, the master. Father God, we ask that you cover this call. Keep it peaceful, Father God. There will be no distractions. Keep our minds focused on the word that will come forth and put on the heart of the speaker the voice that you would have them have, the message that you would have them have, the word you want us to receive, Father, for this day, this second day of Lent, Father. We are so thankful for this second day, just another day to be on top of the ground, and the ground's not on top of us, Father. We don't take that lightly because somebody did go home with you today, Father, but we know that they are safe in your arms. We ask that you cover each and every prayer that's on every person that's on this call, the households that are on this call, Father, and some stand in need of you, want to hear that you got them. We already know you got them. Sometimes, Father, you just got to whisper in their ear to let them know, baby, I got you. So you do that for them right now, Father. I ask you, we ask you. We ask you to keep our co-founders covered, Father, that we continue this call, that we continue the mighty word that you have us going forth with. Father God, we just prepare ourselves for the word, the rich word, in our brother's name, Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. And host, it's in your court now.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Can you hear me, Minister Bonita?
I can hear you loud and clear.
God bless you. Thank you so much for seating and greeting everyone this morning. And I stand in agreement with you. God has all of us. And whatever we may be going through, I tell you, it's nothing like going through with Jesus. And he's going to always make us victorious through it all. Thank you again for praying even with us and allowing God to open up our hearts and our minds to receive what he has for us. Good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell, residing here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And I, in behalf of our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Pecola P.K. Roberts Patton, we thank God for you sharing with us this morning. We give God glory for Dr. Vanessa opening up with the powerful hymns this morning. Just bringing us before the presence of the Lord this morning. We stand on the word of God, and that is Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And we are thankful to God that this call has been here, as Minister Bonita mentioned, almost a decade, and it October 2010 is when it started. And we are thankful that God is bringing us through with his rich word and in his power. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day, each and every day as we come here Monday through Friday here on the Master's Call. We have a website that you can go to anytime, 24/7, and get a word. We have our messages archived there, as well as the bios of the speaker and great other great information that you can get. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And the theme for this year is in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith. in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. Now, you might feel led to just be a part of us. We're inviting anyone who feel led of the Lord to become a part of us. There's no need to be afraid. I'm telling you, step out and let God use you. You can be a greeter as Minister Benita. You can host, which is what I'm doing. You can, you may even have a word from the Lord. You can do that, and we will definitely put our arms around you and embrace what God has for you and through you. You can send your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And what brought us all together is this great health and wellness company, Artists International, which we have wonderful, wholesome products that will help you, that will enrich your lives. And I'm telling you, I'm so thankful at 65 that God has blessed me to be healthy. These products, I definitely have benefited from them. Get with the person that invited you to this call, and they'll share more information with you. And even after this call is the new morning motivational call that gives you more information on the products. And today is definitely one of those days you want to get on. It's Testimonial Thursday with manager Deborah Smith that will be hosting, and you will get the testimonies on these awesome, awesome products. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617#. Now, I'm getting ready to get out of the way because we have another phenomenal woman of God that has definitely enriched us with so many great messages that God has imparted within her. And I'm sure that he has another one for us today. This woman of God is definitely a warrior, okay? If you ever seen that movie, The War Room, I believe she could have played it effectively. She is our very own Minister Willa Peterson, who lives in Tampa, Florida, with the love of her life, to whom she has been married for over 45 years, and that's Jerry Peterson. We're so thankful that God has blessed her as a mother of three children and a grandmother. They call her BB. She calls her BB, of her adorable granddaughter, Big Girl Taryn. Minister Will is a member of the Bible-Based Fellowship Church, where she serves on the Salvation Army Ministry, the Justice Ministry, and Global Missions Ministry. She serves the Lord with all of her heart, and she seeks to exemplify that in everything she does, and that is the truth. One of her favorite scripture verses is Galatians 6:9, where it says, "And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart." I thank God for this woman of God who has been effective, I can say, just about on everybody on this call in their lives. And we are so proud and so thankful that she is our minister today, introducing to some, presenting to others, our very own Minister Willa Peterson from Tampa, Florida. Are you there, Minister Willa?
Yes, I am, Minister Brenda. And, you know, I just love you to life. And thank you for everything you do to add to this master's call. Thank you for those kind words that you said about me. And, you know, yes, Jerry Peterson is the love of my life. He says we've gone from hot pants to hot flashes. We've been married before.
Praise God. God bless you.
So thank you so much. And God bless you as well. And Minister Benita, thank you so much for greeting our family this morning. You do it with just such excellence. And as Minister Sharon said, sometimes we're just basking in the word, just basking, hallelujah, in the songs that the hymns that we heard. And this morning, Dr. Vanessa, I'm telling you, take us back. You take us back in history. You take us back with history about our country, about our people, about our songs. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And precious Lord, take my hand. That's one of my favorites, Dr. Vanessa. So we just bless the Lord for you and thank him so much for all that you do for the Master's Call and for just being such a faithful woman of God and a daughter, just an amazing daughter to your mom. And please give Mother Josie a big old hug and kiss from all of us. And Dr. Vanessa, Dr. PK, what can I say? I just so enjoyed and have been blessed by you as my prayer partner and my accountability partner and getting to know you and to laugh with you and pray with you. So thank you for all that you have brought to the Master's Call. I love you dearly. My TMC family, I thank you for being there, for sticking with us through these 9 years, because without you, we would just be talking to one another. So thank you for having the faith in us and the desire to hear what we have to say each Monday through Friday morning. You know, I love you all, my TMC family, and I just cannot say that enough, and how you have enriched me and how you have blessed my life more than you would ever know. As a matter of fact, it just brings tears to my eyes, but I'm not going to go there because I do need to deliver this message. So, God, I ask that you speak through me. Fill me with your power and strength to deliver what you have put on my heart to share with your people this morning. Father, I pray that you rid our minds of any distractions, that we will hear this message, and that you open our hearts, O God, to receive it. Father, I pray that you bless the hearers and that you encourage each of us in some way. Lord, I love you, and I daily seek to please you and you alone, no matter how unpopular what I do may be to others. It's only to please you. And it is in Jesus' name I pray. Hallelujah and amen. Well, family, my message in January, I referred to Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK as the co-captains of the Master's Call, and God as the captain of this call. And I began to think about the term ship shape. I mentioned this as a term that you don't hear very often these days. And so with that, I began to wonder from where the term was derived and what its meaning would be. Well, I looked it up and its origin and found out ship shape has a nautical origin based on the obligation of a sailor to keep his or her quarters arranged neatly and securely against the inevitable turbulence at sea. So the definition of ship shape is extremely neat and tidy. So the sailor had to make sure that his space was extremely neat and orderly, because if there were some turbulence, some commotion, some agitation, or some at rest at sea, he had to be ready. But this realization led me to reflect on how we are faced with tumultuous situations, and it takes prayer to get us through those times. And I'm sure that each of you can identify with that. So with that said, I titled my message last month, The Incredible Power of Prayer, and focused on how prayer changes things. And if you would like, I urge you to go back to January 23rd to hear that message in its entirety. Now, I will give the points from that message on how prayer changes things before I go on to part two of my message, The Incredible Power of Prayer. Well, then I told you that prayer changes things because it changes our perception. It enables us to see things as God sees them, and because he sees them differently. And what we thought was a problem, we now can see as we look back that it was an opportunity for God to show himself strong and actively fulfilling his plan for our lives. I also said that prayer changes our priorities because our priorities sometimes shift. We become more focused on pleasing God, and we began to desire him over the things that are of earthly pursuits. How prayer changes things, I also said that our plans evolve. We have a greater understanding of which direction to take. Why? Because we are better equipped to align our prayers with His will. I said that prayer changes things. Through seeking God in prayer, we desire to take part. We desire not to take part in some of the activities that we may have done. And I remember hearing Minister Sharon say about last week in her word where she was embarrassed that she was at the store and someone saw her and referred to her as the church lady who played the piano, and she had on this little dress that she felt was showing a little bit too much. Well, she got convicted. So prayer can change us to be convicted. And it was when the lady at the church told her what she was wearing wasn't appropriate, and she kind of brushed her off. But didn't God put a circumstance, a situation in her life that day that made her realize this is not right? So there are things in our lives that God was to cause us, our desire to change from certain activities that we have partaken in when we go to Him in prayer and when we focus on Him. Excuse me. I also said that prayer gives us a direct impartation from Him. Our presence makes all the differences for someone else. Through seeking God in prayer, He will give us a word that is just what someone else needs to hear. So when we pray, we have to be mindful and say, God, put that person in my path who you want me to bless today. Let me give a direct impartation to them through what you tell me. And then I said, when we pray, we tap into God's, what I call the GPS, God's perfect system for our lives. So and it gives us a better understanding of Jeremiah 29:11, when God lets us know that He has a plan for our lives. So that's what I talked about before, is the incredible power of prayer and how prayer changes things. Well, today I'm going to focus on the incredible power of prayer and how prayer changes us. And through that focus, I'm going to look at Hannah, and we're going to look at Jonah. So please go with me, if you will, to 1 Samuel 1, verses 10 through 11, and then verses 17 through 18. And it reads, "And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed to the Lord, and wept in anguish. Then she made a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant, and remember me, and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a male child, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall come upon his head." In verse 17 and 18, "Then Eli answered and said, Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant your petition which you have asked of him. And she said, Let your maidservant find favor in your sight. So the woman went her way and ate, and her face was no longer sad." Now, when we are introduced to Hannah in 1 Samuel 1, verse 1, we understand that she is loved deeply by her husband, but Hannah is barren. Not only is she barren, but she is also bullied by Peninnah, her husband's other wife, who has children, and you'll find that in verses 6 and 7. And even though she is clearly a praying woman, Hannah's barrenness and Peninnah's bullying her made her bitter, and that's in verse 10. Now, what a state to be in. She's barren, bullied, and bitter. Now, you know, in this day and age, some folks would do something other than pray. But we're not going to go there, because people get hurt as a result of the things that people do out of anger. Hannah does two important things in this text, despite her situation. Number one is that Hannah prayed. Even while distressed and through tears, Hannah still prayed to the Lord. This text does not tell us how many years she prayed, but it does tell us that she did not stop praying. No matter what the situation was like, she was bullied, she was bitter, she was barren. It didn't look good, but Hannah prayed. I'm sure you have some situations in your life that don't look good, of my GMC family, we have to continue to pray because God, as I said before, sees the whole parade, and he has the best in store for you, his child. And I love that acronym that was made popular, I think, in the 1980s, that it was relevant then and it's still relevant today, that said, push, pray until something happens. As I said, there are times when it appears God is not answering our prayers. It appears he is silent. But be encouraged, my family. He is working it out so that we experience his perfect will for our lives and not his permissive will. Also, verse 5 tells us that the Lord kept Hannah from conceiving. The Lord kept Hannah from conceiving. And verse 19 then says, then Elkanah was intimate with his wife Hannah, and the Lord remembered her. I think these two verses are interesting parallels. The Lord kept Hannah from conceiving. It was something that Hannah really, really wanted. But at that time, God did not answer her want or her desire. But the Lord remembered Hannah is important because if God presents a problem in our lives, I can guarantee you God can fix it. Just trust him. Point two, Hannah promised. Hannah promises the Lord that if he gives her a son, she will give him back to the Lord. The very thing that she wants most, she is willing to sacrifice. What are we willing to sacrifice to the Lord? What are we willing to say? And we don't have to make a compromise with God or anything, but deep down in our hearts, what are we willing to sacrifice? You know, I love that song by Jonathan McReynolds, Make Room. What are we willing to give up to make some room for God? What are we willing to do so that we can hear clearly from him? Oh, glory be to God. I'm telling you, my family, when we seek God in prayer and when we shift everything else out of the way, you know, our schedules, our itineraries, when we shift that time out of the way, we will hear from him just like Hannah in the name of Jesus. And God, it says in verse 17, and God responds to her request. This answered prayer changes Hannah. This once bitter woman is no longer sad. When Hannah leaves the temple that day, she doesn't leave with a son. She isn't even pregnant. What she does have is an answer to her prayer and a promise from the Lord. And this is all Hannah needs. And Father and family, because God's word is the same yesterday, today, and forever, all we need is to do is to pray. Trust God. Pray until something happens and make a promise. Whatever your promise is to God, whatever it is, prayer changed Hannah's life and prayer can change your life and your perspective as well. In what areas of your life are you barren? And it doesn't necessarily mean barren like without child, but what areas of your life are you not productive? And are bullied. I hear many of our family members talking about going to work and folks talking about them and treating them wrong. That's a form of bullying. Have you become bitter because these things haven't changed for years? Hannah's prayer was answered, not just because she prayed, but also because she promised the Lord that she would never hold back so tightly to his blessings that he couldn't have it back. In other words, don't hold things too tight. It all belongs to God. Are we willing to say the same thing? Is it possible that God hasn't changed or answered our prayers because he knows we will fight him for control or possession for that which he blesses us? If this is true, we need to pray that the Lord will change us before he answers our prayers. And I'm not going to get to the end of this right now. We will pick up the next time, but I pray that this message about how God changes us will inspire you and bless you today. Back to you, Minister Brenda.
Wow, wow. Looking forward to that second part. Awesome word this morning. Thank you so much. Definitely need it. God, prayer changes us. Yes, I tell you, so grateful for you and for that awesome word. Now, I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction, but first we're going to go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your awesome power. We thank you for your excellent greatness. We thank you, Lord God, for the blood of Jesus that cleanses us from all unrighteousness. We thank you, O God, for your resurrection power that's instilled in each of us, Lord God, who depends totally upon you. We thank you, O God, for your word that goes forth and never returns forth, but accomplishes what you sent it to do. We thank you, Lord God, for this woman of God who has empowered us, Lord, with the word to remind us that as we come before you, Lord God, you can change circumstances. You can change the environment. You can change everything, but you can also change us in the midst. So we thank you, Lord God, that we're becoming to be more like you in the midst of the change. Thank you for this woman of God, and we ask that you pour back blessings into her, Lord God. Bless her family. Bless everything that her hands touch and where her feet tread. Bless her household, Lord God, her children, her children's children, and all those, Lord God, that she so dearly connected to. We thank you, Lord, for every good and perfect gift that you bestow upon her and her loved ones this day and the days to come. Father God, we give your name glory for all those that are going through health challenges or mental challenges or any challenges. We come together decreeing and declaring that your word is true, Father God, and you said whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever is loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. We bind every force that exalts itself against the wisdom and knowledge of God. And Father God, right now, we're calling these people healed. Dwight, we're calling Aaron and Brenda, Taryn, Willa, Lois, Donna, Dr. PK, Harold, Jerry, Bart, Duncan, Rita, Trent, Sir John, Mother Joseph, Mother Oliver, Mother Eleanor, Davola, Eddie, John Lewis, Alex, and all those, Father God, that are on our hearts, Father, you know who they are. We call them healed by the blood of the Lamb. No weapon formed against them will prosper, and every tongue that rises against them will cease in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for comforting the bereaved. Lord, put a special arm, your special arms around Jessica in this hour, Lord God. Keep her and her family, Lord, like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for comforting the Jackson family, the Bryant family, and all those families of the crash, Father God. Lord God, you know their hearts. You know their hurts. And, Lord, nobody can ease their pain like you can. And we thank you in advance for doing it. Bless Artis in its entirety. Artis life, Lord God. Bless Mama and Papa, Elliot, Alejandro and Elvia, Father God, and all those that are working diligently, all the distributors, Father God, and even the members. We glorify you for doing it not by might nor by power, but by your spirit in Jesus' name. We say hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, I tell you, this is definitely a message that we can sup on, yes, meditate on. It's a Selah message. Yes, it is. And we're so thankful for it. To hear the playback is 712-432-1085. That's 712-432-1085. The pin is the same, 957-677-POUND. And remember, today is Testimonial Thursday on the new morning motivational call, which is coming up next. And it's manager, oh, my goodness, Deborah Smith, yes. She will be hosting that call. That's 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. Thank you again, Dr. Vanessa, for ushering us before the presence of the Lord this morning in worship. And thank you, Minister Benita, for seating and greeting everyone this morning. Thank you again, Minister Willa, for the awesome message this morning. I ask you to come back and close us with the benediction.
Thank you so much, Minister Brenda. Father, you told us in your word to not to grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we will reap a harvest if we don't faint. Father, one of the ways that we don't faint is by prayer. Father, we thank you that not only does prayer change things, but if the thing doesn't change immediately, Lord, it changes us. So, Father, let us really hold tight to that promise that, Father, that you are doing the exceedingly abundantly above in our lives. Help us to hold on, O God, to the horns of the altar, knowing that you only want good things for your children. Lord, we love you, and we bless your name. We ask, O God, that you be with each and every one of us as we go out about this day. Let us be a blessing to somebody in some way. Have your Psalm 91 arms, angels encamped around about us, Lord. And, Father, let us be a blessing, whether it be a smile, a hug, a wave, a nod, a word of encouragement. Let us give it just plentifully today. We give you praise and call it done. It is in Jesus' name I pray, because your name doesn't lose its power. Amen, and glory be to God. Well, my TMC family, as I always say, from the very depths of my heart, you have to know that I really do love me some you. Have a God-inspired day, and we'll hear you on the call in the morning. Bye-bye.